Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
Hello and welcome to Agents Dossier, episode number 31. I am Wes Otis and I have some great players with me today. Let us start with Pooja.
Hello, I am Pooja and I'm playing Robin Porter, who, once again, doctor. And I picked the correct person to shadow in our last encounter.
Hello, I am playing Norman Morales, and he is a computer man hacking the networks and getting ready for some basketball action.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Maggie Cortez, researcher extraordinaire.
Hey, y'all, I'm Mac. I'm playing Wanda Sims, who's pretty straight-laced, but those laces might be coming undone considering some shit has gotten weird.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is a great place for us to do a quick recap of what's been going on. In the last episode, you were getting a debrief from your handler, or actually you were briefing her about what was going on at Washington Middle School and talking about all the different pieces and that you think that the parents of the PTA might be the problem. There are three women who are running the PTA. Basically, you were checking out their husbands and their involvement in the community. One of them has a lumber yard. One of them's got a bunch of property that they sell. And you were going to check out some of those sites. The night before, you were going to go over to a basketball game to see if anything suspicious happens or if anything comes up. After you left that briefing, though, you saw someone up on the top of a building watching what you were doing. You decided to go look into what was happening. And when you got up to the top of the flights of stairs, it was Yesenia, and she opened the door and three ghouls were up there and they rushed her. She was able to shoot two of them. The third one hit her down a flight of stairs and did some severe damage. She had to be evac'd to a hospital. And basically she's in critical condition with massive brain swelling and all that. So has been kind of knocked out definitely of this particular investigation and possibly out of Delta Green altogether if she's able to survive her wounds. There's a lot of questions obviously swirling around. Number one, where the fuck did these ghouls come from? Number two, where does this leave the group? Now, your handler has gotten a replacement to come in to help out with this particular investigation. And we're going to start off, I'm going to say like 5 hours later after the incident. You've looked over the bodies. They've removed the bodies. Delta Green came in with like a cleanup crew and after getting samples and whatever. Jackson has you all in a room with Maggie. Why don't you explain what you look like, Michelle, what your new character looks like?
Maggie is probably about 5'2". She's a little round. She's about 45. She's got glasses and her hair is, she tries to contain it, but it's always a little messy.
Okay, cool. Maggie has introduced herself to you all and Agent Jackson says, obviously, there's a lot of questions. We have no reports of ghouls in Fresno, so that's obviously the biggest concern is where did these things come from? Why are they here? Why are they following you in particular? But we also have this other issue, and the basketball game is coming up, and we need to continue the investigation. So Maggie will be filling in. I will keep you all apprised of what's going on. We will look into the ghouls on our end, and then we will also let you know of any changes in Yesenia's prognosis. I know it's difficult to keep working when a colleague has gone down like that, so I appreciate the work. Is there anything besides you know, like I said, we're looking into the ghouls. Is there anything else that you need from us to do your next phase of the investigation?
Well, I know that, okay, this might be out of game. I cannot remember if Norman knew or heard that the ghouls were targeting Yesenia at some point, because I know they did one of them ask her for the cylinder, or did that, I might have totally made that up.
I don't know if Norman knows, because that was when
all that was happening.
Yeah, that was, yeah. So only Yesenia heard that before she got attacked. The rest of you were out of earshot of that, because I think Robin went up with Yesenia, but was in the stairwell.
Mm-hmm.
I could do this. Pooja, why don't you give me a luck roll? It's a 50-50 roll. You want to get under 50%.
To see if, like, Norman knows about the cylinder?
See if you heard it.
Oh, come on, Dice. Come here.
Yeah, if Robin heard it, so.
Saying, like, oh, me. Telepathy check.
65.
Okay, so no, you didn't hear it.
No, forgot again.
So right now, the group is kind of in the shadows about, or in the dark about that particular part of it.
It's possible I have suspicions.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact that you just dealt with ghouls and then all of a sudden ghouls show up in town and are following you. 1 + 1 = 2. I mean, you guys aren't dumb. So.
Right. It has something to do with our last mission, but the connections are not there yet.
They could just be out for revenge. I did blow up a bunch of things over there.
Yeah.
Yes.
By accident.
You decapitated one of their main people. There was that whole Reservoir Dogs kind of thing going on, so.
Norman glances at his hands. They shake for a moment. Agent Jackson, have you heard anything from our Phantom News problem? There are YouTubers that we haven't interacted with them yet, but we know that this is an element out there.
Yeah, the extraterrestrial chasers and the supernatural chasers out there.
Yeah, has there been any noise from them?
There hasn't been any noise yet. We've been able to keep it relatively quiet. We're on their radar. Not us, but the story is on the radar. But none have shown up yet, which I want to try to avoid any more disappearances, because I have a feeling that, you know, we're kind of on the line of, hey, we need to send somebody out there to figure what's going on, you know?
Okay. Well, thank goodness we haven't tripped their alarms yet. I wonder if there might be some sort of reporting, either like chat room, Reddit thread, popular Twitter personality, that might be the key person who is the trendsetter for sending people out on these missions. Is there like someone we need to essentially watch?
So far, Phantom X's biggest influencer is Jessica Shin. And if they're going to do any reporting on this case, more than likely it'll come from her. She has the biggest following and does a lot of gaming and everything else, and has kind of exploded on the scene for all the different platforms. Hopefully we can avoid that from happening, though.
Okay, excellent. I'm just going to do the old Google alerts for Jessica Shin.
Just the classic Google alerts.
Just a classic Google.
Nothing too crazy.
Do Googles.
Little Led Zeppelin and Google alerts. Anybody else have anything they want to Google alert?
Since ghouls are involved, I think I want to ask Agent Jackson if we have any old tomes, reference books, and whatever about ghouls that can be sent over.
I think that in your research with Norman last time, in the last investigation, you came across the French Book of Ghouls, and that it was part of the DeMonte family, and they brought it over to Haiti. And then after everything went really bad for them in Haiti, they brought it to the United States through New Orleans. And then in the 90s, they basically got their asses handed to them by Delta Green and kind of were dispersed across the country. And that's where you ran into one of them in Tillsdale. But you did do research. Delta Green does not own any of those books. They don't have a copy of that particular book. That's the Ghoul Bible, if you will. So
the Google.
the Google. They Google all the time.
Ouch. Ouch. Ouch.
The psychic damage I just took.
And I don't feel bad anymore for any of the shit I say, by the way. Because Googled is horrible.
Googled.
Cottus de Gaulle. Yeah, so that's the book. Was there anything else in the short 5 hours? You have been overloaded with all of the information that they can possibly give you. So you know all the stuff that Delta Green has been told. What about Robin? Robin, you got anything? Or Wanda, you want to ask anything?
No, I'm kind of concentrated on this current situation, I think. And then the ghouls are what they are. I have my suspicions, but also there's nothing I can do about it right now unless we want to detour off of this and go to a volcano.
Yeah, I don't know what I would ask because honestly, the ghouls is a whole new thing for Wanda in general. Doesn't know about the canister, just thinks maybe this is related to what they're researching right now.
Right, exactly. Okay, cool. So it is night. I'm going to say it's probably like 6 or 7 o'clock at night. You have spent the last several hours just dealing with the emotional trauma of everything. I will say you should all mark a violence, except for Maggie, because Maggie wasn't there. But just seeing kind of the horrible happenings.
Okay.
This is the night before the basketball game, Friday night. You were planning on checking out the workplaces of the husbands of Bree Summer and Tiffany, Pete, Roderick, and Omar. Omar's a real estate guy who believes that Tiffany is cheating on him. And Roderick was the accountant that is married to Summer. Pete is Bree's husband, and he owns a lumber yard.
Yeah, and I think we were focusing on, going and staking out the lumber yard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, all those big machines, what could they crush or whatever? Chop.
Chop up and get rid of. I think someone said something about a body and a wood chipper.
Yes. Your friend in the wood chipper?
Yeah. You all get out there. And first of all, this is on the edge of the city. This is a large lumber yard. There is a probably 10-foot fence around the whole thing. No razor wire, though. Just a regular fence. You do see that there are some older cameras here and there. It does say beware of dogs, but you don't see any dogs anywhere. And at this point at night, it doesn't seem like there's anybody on the property. The lights around the fence perimeter are on, but the inside looks very dark.
Does it look like it'll be difficult to get into? I mean, is it like snipping a lock or like...
No, this does not look like Fort Knox. It looks like if you can avoid the cameras, if you can be stealthy about it, you could probably get in relatively easy. Like I said, they don't have razor wire. Wood is expensive, so there's some stuff in there, but for you all, it shouldn't be hard to get into. Your only concern is, who are these dogs?
Who's coming? Yeah, I do not have good forensics or the best search, but I can imagine we could probably determine if a dog is really in there. Dog hair, smell, poop.
Right.
I mean, I have really good, decent search.
Me
I'm
too.
At like a 60, so.
Here's the first question. Is everybody going in or is there a van person? Like, how are we doing this?
I'm definitely going in.
Okay.
I was thinking, I would probably be doing a sweep for wireless networks and stuff. I do this all the time as Norman. Sweeping for the camera's wireless network, if it is there. So I am okay with doing that. I'm okay with doing a roll on computer or whatever.
Could you, loop the footage or something?
That's always the go-to. Yeah, why don't you give me a roll for that?
The speed method.
The speed? Yes.
Yeah.
Classic. Or maybe just turn them off.
Yeah, before you even do the stealth, because if you are able to do that, then I'll say that you don't need to do a stealth roll unless you're specifically trying not to alert the dog, which I totally get that as well.
And maybe you'll be able to see the dog on the cameras if you can tap in.
Okay, I got a 59.
Okay, so you're able to get into his computer system relatively easy for NSA. I'm going to say just in general, because of your connection to the NSA, you have a connection to the dark web, which is the cheesiest goddamn thing we can call it, but why not? So you have connections to like dark web information, which has a lot of passwords and stuff like that. So you have resources you can use to get into this sort of stuff. And sure enough, you look on the cameras and you see four dogs of relatively large size. They look like Rottweilers, all sleeping somewhere in the main building, just not doing much, just sleeping, laying next to each other.
Why couldn't it have been attack Pomeranians?
Those would be worse.
Okay, good thing we checked. Four. I want to see where, if I can, the exit is for these dogs. Is there a doggy door?
In lumber yards, they have these really large, they're almost like warehouses with one side cut out of them and an awning over it so that trucks can back in. They can then take the wood off and put it in and go, that kind of thing. So one side of the entire building is basically open with that overhang. And there's a large center road that the trucks go in. And then on the other side, there's another warehouse. Inside the warehouse is a office that is enclosed, that has the computers, that has the information and all that stuff. They may have some kind of system to keep the airflow going, but for the most part, the dogs can come in and out as they please. They might have some kind of covering that they put down for when they close up, but it's not like really secure or anything like that. The dogs can get in and out relatively easily. They're asleep in the main warehouse by the office at this point.
I have a real weird idea and a question. Is there like a speaker system at all? Like, you know, so that they can make announcements across the yard?
Yes.
I just wonder if we can play something distracting to the dogs to mask our movements on the property.
Well, the problem with that is the speaker system isn't hooked up through the computer system.
Okay, I didn't know if it was maybe linked in somehow that we could access it remotely, but...
Yeah. And then there's a will call as well that's not next. So there's the office, and then there's the will call, which is where they are able to fulfill orders and stuff like that. There's also an intercom there as well that you could use.
Gotcha. Okay, I was just curious.
Well, what are we looking for exactly?
That's a fair question.
Anything.
We're kind of in the anything phase, but I think my one thing, it was like, well, if they are dismembering bodies, this would be a good place to check. Hence, I guess, I'm thinking why you guys, what's forensic stealth and search should go in there. But that was my other question, is I would look for where the heavy machinery is. Well, it's all over the place, probably. Rather, where's the wood chipper?
Well, they have a giant, like, bandsaw.
If Fargo has taught us anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yes, yes.
A wood chipper would be something that they would have in the very back where any, you know, where they're like, they want to get rid of wood that they're not selling or they're not using or whatever pieces. And there's a lot of saws of different sizes throughout both of the warehouses to be able to cut different pieces of wood. The two main buildings, the first one is holding most of the wood and has a large bandsaw in it. The other side actually has a machine where they can take whole logs if they need to, shove it in, and it comes out as large planks of wood on the other side, depending on how they've set up the machine.
And I don't know if I'm so much in the dismemberment camp as much as this is a good place to hide people, and like we don't know that they're alive or dead right now, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's a large area that they could be holding people in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seems more likely to me than they used. Because also, I am very much in the camp of, like, the ladies are doing a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm not convinced that the disappeared people are dead, but it would be a really good place to hide people.
Yeah. So any evidence that they've been stashing people in here somewhere, so the buildings, I think, would be the first place I would want to look.
and maybe I could do a walk at the perimeter and see what we can see from the outside. Because if the fencing isn't all that bad, you know what I mean? Like, we might be able to see a lot without disturbing the dogs first.
Yeah.
It's a large property. I will say that. It's a pretty large property.
Can we split it up so that it's like we're covering different quadrants or something else that sounds jargony?
Absolutely. Different zones.
Once we walk the perimeter, what we could do is maybe one of us distract the dogs from the outside of the fence, because once they start barking at something, somebody else jumping in on the other side is going to be a lot easier. And no one gets bitten.
No bitey.
All right. So everybody give me a search roll. I'm not going to make you do stealth rolls.
I got a 32 under my 50.
I got a 4 under my 50.
I got an 8 under my 60.
Oh my gosh, no, I did not pass mine. I got 70 over my 40.
So you all search, and everybody but Norman sees this, especially Robin. Kind of, Robin's probably the first one that notices it with that 4. There is one part on the back, towards the back of the property. This looks like the place that is kind of the most run down. There's actually a couple of older sheds out there that look like they've been storage forever. And the sheds are right next to the fence. And then there is a actual place where you can see the fence has kind of come apart a little bit at the seams. It would be really easy to get in there is what I'm saying. So that's what you all find as you do this walk of the perimeter, is that on the back of the fence, there's an area where it hasn't been taken care of. They haven't updated it in a while.
Okay. Well.
And there's some metal bending, basically.
So I point that out, and can I do like a forensics check to see if I can see anything that somebody might have left behind, like lately, like if somebody has come in through here?
Yes, absolutely.
14 under my 50. Apparently, I'm very good at forensics.
So, you know, when you bend metal and over time, the stresses of where that metal has been will become dull and it'll look like, oh, this was done a long time ago. This looks like it's been rebent lately. So like someone's been coming in and out of here at this very point.
Somebody who didn't want to be seen in the front has been using a back entrance. Somehow that just doesn't sound right.
Depends on who you are. It might sound perfect. So, what do you all want to do with this information?
And you said there's like some older sheds.
Yeah, they look like just old storage where, you know, they've thrown a bunch of shit and just have never gotten rid of it, even though they probably haven't been in there for a long time. They're right up next to the fences.
Do they look secured at all, or they look like...
They've got like basic padlocks, like master locks on them. Nothing that would keep you all from being able to get in there. Like, I wouldn't make you roll to even pick the locks.
Well, it feels like if y'all are down with it, let's check the buildings closest to the entrance point.
Yeah, I'm willing to go in, but we'll definitely need to distract for the dogs.
Who's good with puppies?
Well, if all I need to do is get them barking at the fence, then I don't want them, you know, part of the fence where they can get out. So give me a couple minutes. Let me run around the side.
Like to the opposite side of where this particular thing is?
Yeah, and start making some noise.
All right. So you start making some noise. You're like shaking the fence and whatever.
I whistle.
Right. Like 10 minutes seems to go by. No dogs. And then finally, one dog slowly walks up to the fence.
Yeah.
He's holding what looks to be like a duck toy in his mouth.
Oh.
And he's a very old Rottweiler. He looks like he's 14 years old or something. And he looks up at you and he drops the toy and he just starts panting.
Oh, buddy.
Can I reach the toy if I stick my hand through the fence?
Okay. Yeah.
I do. And then I'd like lob it over the fence.
He slowly walks over, picks it up, and then brings it back.
Okay.
Oh, we see where this is going.
This dog has been here for a very long time.
On comms, I say, guys, I don't think the dogs are going to be an issue. I have a very sweet puppy that I'm playing fetch with right now.
Oh, so wholesome.
And there's no sign of the other dogs?
No, they're still sleeping.
Sleeping, okay.
And I was making noise. I was making a lot of noise.
Basically, he bought 4 Rottweilers like 15 years ago and is not, they're not in the mood to be guard dogs anymore.
If they ever were.
They don't seem like they're vicious at all.
So I keep playing fetch with this one.
Okay.
And every once in a while, I stick my hand through the fence and pet him.
Okay.
Because he's a good boy.
So the rest of you, what do you want to do?
Going in through the fence.
Yes. And start with the sheds. You said there were how many? 3?
Yeah, there's 3 of them.
All right. One for each shed.
Okay. Do you want to open all 3 at the same time?
As long as we don't hear anything crazy inside, I would think if it seems like there could be danger, then maybe we should be opening them 3 to 1.
Okay.
But do they?
I'm not going to tell you if they're quiet, but
they're
quiet. I'm not going to say whether or not there's a danger behind the doors. Like,
I guess. Yeah, thinking, I don't know. I've been whiffing my rolls, so maybe I shouldn't try to roll any.
Norman doesn't know that, though.
Actually, I want to know if one of them looks like it's been gone in and out of more often, like the lock looks like it's, you know, more shiny because it's been handled more, or...
The one on the far right has multiple footprints to and from it. Because remember, it's not a paved ground in here. It's all dirt.
Sure. That's where I'd want to start then.
Okay,
I'll go with that one. I'll go over to that one.
So you don't have to roll to get past this master lock. It's not hard. You could pop the lock without having to cut it. And you just open it a little bit and you see like 4 smallish spiders kind of come out really quickly and then scurry away.
Ha, I say to the spiders. Classic.
Classic Norman.
So do you open it all the way?
Yeah, or at least as wide as I need to see in.
Okay. It's completely dark inside. When you open it all the way, there are webs all over the back side of the door and tons of spiders that come falling out of these different cocoons that they've got. And you look inside and you can literally see the darkness moving around. And in the center, there seems to be this very large creature.
Burn it with fire.
Can we lock it back up again?
You shut the door real quick?
Yes.
I'm trying to get a... Can we see that from... I'm behind
you. Yeah, you can see. You can see in there pretty well. The problem is it's just darkness because there's no light or anything. You're going to shine?
I was about to.
Okay, that's fine.
But I guess Wanda shut the door.
It's up to you if you want to shine the light before she shuts the door.
Yeah, let's say I was lifting the thing up, the torch up, as she was closing it, so it at least hit the ground a little bit.
Here's the creature you see in the middle of all of these spiders. It's got a spider body with a humanoid torso connected to it and a face with a dozen eyes. And it kind of looks up and it has arms out of the torso that are kind of long with these long black hairs coming out. And it looks up and all of its eyes kind of light up right before the door shuts. Can I get a resolve check, Norman?
Just for all.
For seeing the giant spider person? Yes.
But also Wanda was in front of me. She closed her eyes.
You're just trying to drag me in. I wanted to look at it better.
I was expecting there to be a hoe and a rake in there, you know?
Might still be a hoe. We don't know.
We don't want to slut shame the spider creature.
I got 41, so yeah. Curiosity. Damn it.
Okay, so you still take a point. And you know what? Norman threw you under the bus, but yeah, Wanda, you definitely get a role as well. I'm going to let Robin off the hook.
So. I mean, I have already given my opinion. What's the tiny spiders?
I succeeded. I got a 45 under my 48.
Okay, so you take a point. Suddenly, the entire shed starts to shake, and you hear something battering against the door, and it's so loud that Maggie can hear it across the property. Because, you know, sheds are not airtight usually. All these other spiders are crawling out from underneath it and going in all different directions.
This is my least favorite thing you've ever described, Wes. Like, this wins for very least favorite ever.
I kind of find that as a win. All right, so...
I knew you would, that's why. So thank congratulations, you. But also fuck you.
All right, so I'm not necessarily saying we're in combat, but...
But I'm not saying we're in combat.
I'm not saying. I need to know dexes for everybody. Let's start with Norman. Saint, what's your dex?
70.
Wanda?
65.
Okay. Robin?
70.
Okay. Maggie?
Oh, I'm still playing with the puppy.
I know you're playing with the puppy, but I just want to know just in case you become part of it.
My dex is 55.
Wow, you are slow compared to everyone else.
Rude.
It's the truth. All right, so Norman and Robin, one of you decide who wants to act first. You basically act simultaneously. What do you all want to do?
Well, I figure Norman can act first since he's the one who was shining a flashlight on the giant spider creature.
Again, it was going to be a normal action, a normal situation. How many spiders are completely silent? Come on now.
They
teeming
are.
Teeming with insects, that would be like a little bit. So, I don't know. Anyway,
how many times have you heard a spider?
I get a lot of spiders in my room, and I can
But
hear
how many
them.
Times have you heard
I don't
them.
Hear them that much, except for if they go like...
They are
really
masters of stealth. They are masters
good,
of stealth.
But you can technically hear them if they're close to you. I stand by it as...
Fucking stampeding. I have to imagine there's some kind of horrible sound.
There's definitely sound now.
I mean, now. Yes. Now.
Yes. Anyway. See, I'm Saint Spider, so I gotta, like, kinda...
It's true.
You know, appeal to my branding a little bit. Well, I'm just, you know, I'm going to back. I'm as fascinated as I was by the little spiders that came out. This is not what I expected. So we're going to just skedaddle, I believe. Let's just get out of the wave of insects, probably going towards the old hole in the fence.
You're going to just get out of there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did not bring Raid with me this time.
Okay.
I need a fucking firebomb.
I am just saying, burn it with fire. We're in a lumber yard. It'll go up so quickly.
See, I'm trying to, like, go against always burning things always in every game. But if someone else wants to do it, that's fine.
Oh, I want to burn the shit out of this.
Like, why mess with what works if it ain't broke?
That's our profession. Oh, my God. We should run an insurance racket. We'd be very good.
I think that's really how Delta Green gets its funding.
Yes.
Burning shit down.
We should have checked out the accountant. I have 60 in accounting.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so Norman, you're leaving.
I'm just backing up, getting out.
All right. Yep. So that means, Robin, what are you doing?
I mean, if Norman is bugging out, I am also bugging out, seeing as, like, I'm a runner, not a fighter, Jim.
All right.
Like, I will get to what I think might be a safe location in case Wanda gets hurt and needs emergency aid.
Okay. All right. So that brings us to Wanda.
Oh, I'm going to peace out of there. I mean, like... That's a whole bag of nope. I just saw ghouls for the first time, and now I saw a horrible spider creature. I'm thinking, like, we need guns, big fucking guns at this point.
Yeah. Let's radio Maggie and let her know what's up. Did the dog... Well, I'm not with the dog.
I mean,
I'm
get
curious.
The puppers out, too. We don't want puppers to be.
I'm... Just like, do the pup... Maybe the pups know how to deal with this. Who knows?
So, just so you know, at this point, all four dogs have shown up. They're all just kind of sitting there. At this point, they're done with playing catch, and they're just letting you pet them. And you're hearing all of this, like, racket, this ruckus going on. And as you all make it through underneath the fence, You see the door buckle, and then suddenly the door breaks open, and first comes the torso and the head of this thing, and it's got eyes like all the way to the side of it, and it's kind of looking around, and it comes out, and it's probably about 9 feet tall from the top of the torso down to the bottom. It's got these really large legs. It takes a lot for it to get out of the doorway. And it's got all of these smaller spiders, like tarantulas and all these different things, attached to it as it's coming out. And it's looking around and it sees you all on the other side of the fence, and it can literally touch the top of the fence and start to come over it. If you are all running, I need dexterity or athletics, whichever is higher.
All right, great.
I don't know why I thought, hey, we'll close the door and deal with it later.
I am getting the fuck out of here. You can pick whichever one you want me to have rolled because I got a 7.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful.
26.
Ooh, I got a 5.
Nice.
Nice.
The legs are working. Man, I hope we can save those dogs that I technically don't know are very friendly.
I mean, she did say that.
She did. Yeah, but one. Oh, okay.
Maggie, that does bring up a good question. You hear over the comms, you know, obviously running, screaming, and get the fuck out. We're running. Get out. Go, go, go. Right. And you're sitting there with 4 elderly Rottweilers against the fence, just kind of hanging out. What do you want to do?
I want to lead the Rottweilers to the hole in the fence.
Well, I guess if you went the opposite way of where this thing is coming, you could do that.
Yeah, because I don't want the Rottweilers to get hurt. It's puppies.
All right, so you take the Rottweilers around, and it's like this big circle, you know? The rest of you, because you made your roll, I'm going to say that you're not going to be able to outrun this thing for very long because it's got 8 legs and it's just skittering very quickly towards you all. But I'm going to say that you're able to hide at the far side of the fence.
Well, are we able to get to the vehicle?
Is that the location you want to go?
Because I don't have any weapons. I'm thinking I'm just going to try and run this thing over.
Okay, so you get to the vehicle, and this thing is coming around the corner. Meanwhile, Maggie's at the back of the property getting the dogs out. It's probably not a good idea, you figure, Maggie, for you to go with the dogs to the vehicle because you don't know what the reaction's going to be. So you would probably take the dogs away from the property at this point. Them. The three of you are in the vehicle, and this thing is running towards you very quickly, and you want to run it over with the car, correct? So you start up the car and you slam on the gas, and that's where we're going to stop this particular episode.
Woo! I was getting into it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Thank you all so much for joining us. And thank you all so much for supporting the show, Coffee and Patreon backers. We really appreciate it. You know where we are, but for fun, everybody, if you give your Twitter accounts or whatever where people can follow you, Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to the Plate Mail Games catalog through BattleBards.
Hey, y'all. I am and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me everywhere as at Strange Like That. And also check out my art. Maybe get your RPG character drawn.
You can find me on Twitter at LA Daisy Girl. I mean, if Twitter is still around tomorrow, who knows? But pretty much all the other socials is Forgotten Saves. And, you know, I'm also on Queen's Court Games coming up soon with a very fun project and Happy Jacks RPG.
Hello. You can find me at Twitch, on Twitch, at Saint Spider TV, yada, 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 blah, blah. At this point, I may or may not be on another game, which would be told to you upon that beautiful account. And yes, thank you for listening.
Awesome. And I'm Wes Otis. As you know, find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. Again, thank you for following us and listening and all that and supporting. We appreciate it. We will talk to you next month with the find out whether or not hitting the spider with the car is going to work. So we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.